Welcome to another edition of the Gospel in 40 Days for Lent. I'm your host, Kennedy Hall. Today we're going to be reading chapters 7 and 8 from the Gospel of John. And hard to believe it, but we are getting closer and closer to Easter. As I've been doing the last few days, I'm skipping all the introduction stuff. You know where all the links are. Donate to the school, buy the sacred music, come to Italy with me this fall with Father Albert Calio Traditional Pilgrimage, and sign up for my Substack or YouTube memberships. All the information for that is in the description box to this podcast. All right, chapter 7 of the Gospel of John. Let's get into it. John, chapter 7. After these things, Jesus walked in Galilee, for he would not walk in Judea because the Jews sought to kill him. Now the Jews' Feast of Tabernacles was at hand, and his brethren said to him, "Pass from hence and go into Judea, that thy disciples also may see thy works which thou dost. For there is no man that doth anything in secret, and he himself seeketh to be known openly. If thou do these things, manifest thyself to the world." For neither did his brethren believe in him. Then Jesus said to them, "My time is not yet come, but your time is always ready. The world cannot hate you, but me it hateth, because I give testimony of it, that the works thereof are evil. Go you up to this festival day, but I go not up to this festival day, because my time is not accomplished." When he had said these things, he himself stayed in Galilee. But after his brethren were gone up, then he also went up to the feast, not openly, but as it were, in secret. The Jews therefore sought him on the festival day and said, "Where is he?" And there was much murmuring among the multitude concerning him. For some said, "He is a good man," and others said, "No, but he seduceth the people." Yet no man spoke openly of him for fear of the Jews. Now about the midst of the feast, Jesus went up into the temple and taught. And the Jews wondered, saying, "How doth this man know letters, having never learned?" Jesus answered them and said, "My doctrine is not mine, but his that sent me. If any man do the will of him, he shall know of the doctrine, whether it be of God, or whether I speak of myself. He that speaketh of himself seeketh his own glory, but he that seeketh the glory of him that sent him, he is true, and there is no injustice in him. Did Moses not give you the law, and yet none of you keepeth the law? Why seek you to kill me?" The multitude answered and said, "Thou hast a devil, who seeketh to kill thee?" Jesus answered and said to them, "One work I have done, and you all wonder. Therefore Moses gave you circumcision, not because it is of Moses, but of the fathers, and on the Sabbath day you circumcise a man. If a man receive circumcision on the Sabbath day, that the law of Moses may not be broken, are you angry at me because I have healed the whole man on the Sabbath day? Judge not according to the appearance, but judge just judgment." Some therefore of Jerusalem said, "Is not this he whom they seek to kill? And behold, he speaketh openly, and they say nothing to him. Have the rulers known for a truth that this is the Christ? But we know this man, whence he is. But when the Christ cometh, no man knoweth whence he is." Jesus therefore cried out in the temple, teaching and saying, "You both know me, and you know whence I am. And I am not come of myself, but he that sent me is true, whom you know not. I know him because I am from him, and he hath sent me." They sought therefore to apprehend him, and no man laid hands on him because his hour was not yet come. But of the people many believed in him and said, "When the Christ cometh, shall he do more miracles than these which this man doth?" The Pharisees heard the people murmuring these things concerning him, and the rulers and Pharisees sent ministers to apprehend him. Jesus therefore said to them, Yet a little while I am with you, and then I go to him that sent me. You shall seek me and shall not find me, and where I am, thither you cannot come. The Jews therefore said among themselves, Whither will he go, that we shall not find him? Will he go unto the dispersed among the Gentiles, and teach the Gentiles? What is this saying that he hath said, You shall seek me, and shall not find me, and where I am you cannot come? And on the last, the great day of the festivity, Jesus stood and cried, saying, If any man thirst, let him come to me, and drink. He that believeth in me, as the scripture saith, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. Now this he said of the Spirit which they should receive, who believed in him. For as yet the Spirit was not given, because Jesus was not yet glorified. Of that multitude therefore, when they had heard these words of his, some said, This is the prophet indeed. Others said, This is the Christ. But some said, Doth the Christ come out of Galilee? Doth not the scripture say that Christ cometh of the seed of David, and from Bethlehem the town where David was? So there arose a dissension among the people because of him, and some of them would have apprehended him, but no man laid hands on him. The ministers therefore came to the chief priests and the Pharisees, and they said to them, Why have you not brought him? The ministers answered, Never did man speak like this man. The Pharisees therefore answered them, Are you also seduced? Hath any one of the rulers believed in him, or of the Pharisees? But this multitude that knoweth not the law are accursed. Nicodemus said to them, He that came to him by night, who was one of them, Doth our law judge any man unless it first hear him, and know what he doth? They answered and said to him, Art thou also a Galilean? Search the scriptures and see that out of Galilee a prophet riseth not. And every man returned to his own house. Chapter 8. And Jesus went unto Mount Olivet, and early in the morning he came again into the temple. And all the people came to him, and sitting down he taught them. And the scribes and the Pharisees bring unto him a woman taken in adultery, and they set her in the midst, and said to him, Master, this woman was even now taken in adultery. Now Moses in the law commanded us to stone such a one, but what sayest thou? And this they said, tempting him, that they might accuse him. But Jesus, bowing himself down, wrote with his finger on the ground. When therefore they continued asking him, he lifted up himself and said to them, He that is without sin among you, let him first cast a stone at her. And again stooping down, he wrote on the ground. But they hearing this, went out one by one, beginning at the eldest, and Jesus alone remained, and the woman standing in the midst. Then Jesus, lifting up himself, said to her, Woman, where are they that accuse thee? Hath no man condemned thee? Who said, No man, Lord. And Jesus said, Neither will I condemn thee. Go, and now sin no more. Again, therefore, Jesus spoke to them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me walketh not in darkness, but shall have the light of life. The Pharisees therefore said to him, Thou givest testimony of thyself. Thy testimony is not true. Jesus answered and said to them, Although I give testimony of myself, my testimony is true. For I know whence I came, and whither I go, but you know not whence I come, or whither I go. You judge according to the flesh. I judge not any man, and if I do judge, my judgment is true. Because I am not alone, but I and the Father that sent me. And in your law it is written that the testimony of two men is true. I am one that give testimony of myself, and the Father that sent me giveth testimony of me. They said therefore to him, Where is thy father? Jesus answered, "Neither me do you know, nor my Father. If you did know me, perhaps you would know my Father also." These words Jesus spoke in the treasury, teaching in the temple. And no man laid hands on him, because his hour was not yet come. Again, therefore, Jesus said to them, "I go, and you shall seek me, and you shall die in your sin. Whither I go, you cannot come." The Jews therefore said, "Will he kill himself, because he said, 'Whither I go, you cannot come'?" And he said to them, "You are from beneath, I am from above. You are of this world, I am not of this world. Therefore I said to you that you shall die in your sins, for if you believe not that I am he, you shall die in your sin." They said therefore to him, "Who art thou?" Jesus said to them, "The beginning, who also speak unto you. Many things I have to speak and to judge of you, but he that sent me is true, and the things I have heard of him, these same I speak in the world." And they understood not that he called God his Father. Jesus therefore said to them, "When you shall have lifted up the Son of Man, then shall you know that I am he, and that I do nothing of myself, but as the Father hath taught me, these things I speak. And he that sent me is with me, and he hath not left me alone, for I do always the things that please him." When he spoke these things, many believed in him. Then Jesus said to those Jews who believed him, "If you continue in my word, you shall be my disciples indeed. And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." They answered him, "We are the seed of Abraham, and we have never been slaves to any man. How sayest thou, 'You shall be free'?" Jesus answered them, "Amen, amen, I say unto you, that whosoever committeth sin is the servant of sin. Now the servant abideth not in the house forever, but the Son abideth forever. If therefore the Son shall make you free, you shall be free indeed. I know that you are the children of Abraham, but you seek to kill me, because my word hath no place in you. I speak that which I have seen with my Father, and you do the things that you have seen with your father." They answered and said to him, "Abraham is our father." Jesus saith to them, "If you be the children of Abraham, do the works of Abraham. But now you seek to kill me, a man who have spoken the truth to you, which I have heard of God. This Abraham did not. You do the works of your father." They said therefore to him, "We are not born of fornication, we have one Father, even God." Jesus therefore said to them, "If God were your Father, you would indeed love me. For from God I proceeded and came, for I came not of myself, but he sent me. Why do you not know my speech? Because you cannot hear my word. You are of your father the devil, and the desires of your father you will do. He was a murderer from the beginning, and he stood not in the truth, because truth is not in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar, and the father thereof. But if I say the truth, you believe me not. Which of you shall convince me of sin? If I say the truth to you, why do you not believe me? He that is of God heareth the words of God. Therefore you hear them not, because you are not of God." The Jews therefore answered and said to him, "Do we not say well that thou art a Samaritan and hast a devil?" Jesus answered, "I have not a devil, but I honor my Father, and you have dishonored me. But I seek not my own glory. There is one that seeketh and judgeth. Amen, amen, I say to you, if any man keep my word, he shall not see death forever." The Jews therefore said, "Now we know that thou hast a devil." Abraham is dead, and the prophets, and thou sayest, if any man keep my word, he shall not taste death forever. Art thou greater than our father Abraham, who is dead, and the prophets are dead? Whom dost thou make thyself? Jesus answered, If I glorify myself, my glory is nothing. It is my Father that glorifieth me, of whom you say that he is your God. And you have not known him, but I know him. And if I shall say that I know him not, I shall be like you, a liar. But I do know him, and do keep his word. Abraham, your father, rejoiced that he might see my day. He saw it, and was glad. The Jews therefore said to him, Thou art not yet 50 years old, and hast thou seen Abraham? Jesus said to them, Amen, amen, I say to you, before Abraham was made, I am. They took up stones therefore to cast at him, but Jesus hid himself and went out of the temple. This concludes another edition of the Gospel in 40 Days. I will see you tomorrow.